Brian Hopkins joins us, the second ward alderman on WGN Radio. Alderman, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
You know, we were looking at the Sun-Times and online at various sites today, and there we go again, another weekend of drifting and drag racing in Chicago. And what do you make of that, and how fixable is that problem?
Yeah, this was one of the bad weekends we've had in the summer. It's been an ongoing problem all summer long. A lot of it depends on the weather. This may be kind of the last hurrah for summer. We had mostly good weather.
Yeah.
Some of the organizers for these events, I think, said, hey, let's do it big this weekend. And they did. So it was a pretty significant problem. We had some injuries. We had about 12 police vehicles damaged, ranging from minor damage like, you know, scratches to significant damage, smashed windshields while the police officers were in the vehicle, by the way. So that's a serious problem. You can get glass in your eye. They were just attacking the police vehicles and filming their exploits to brag about it later. So, yeah, it's a significant problem, and it's definitely getting worse.
I didn't realize 12 vehicles were damaged. That's crazy.
Well, the word is out that we had increased our penalties and our fines. I was the lead sponsor of an ordinance, along with a couple of my colleagues, that increases the fines for this activity from a range of $5,000 up to $10,000 per occurrence. But also, the real teeth for the ordinance is it allows the police officers to impound the vehicle in question, not just the vehicles that are engaging in the reckless activity, the donuts and the drifting, but the vehicles that form, the circle, form the ring around them for spectating purposes.
Right.
We can impound those vehicles, too. And we know from social media for these organizations that do this, when they found out about the ordinance, it didn't stop them from doing what they're doing, obviously. As I said, this was one of the worst weekends we had. But they issued kind of a warning to all their participants and said, look, you know, the city and the police, they're going to try to impound our cars if they get us. So be aware of that and don't let them, right? So it led to an increased level of confrontations and hostility between the participants and the police who showed up to try to stop this activity. There was a lot of, bottles and rocks thrown and really attacks on the police. There's no other way to say it. When they think they've got the police outnumbered, they become very aggressive. And it makes it a difficult challenge for law enforcement because, you know, as bad as this is, if one of these participants gets injured by a police officer in the course of trying to break up the activity, there you go. There's the next viral video, you know, the next protest, the next potential riot.
Yeah.
So the police are very aware of it. They're trying their best to respond, but they have some political limitations on what they can do to stop this activity from continuing, and it's frustrating.
Political limitations, you don't mean the no-chase policy, you mean just the fact that a viral video gets taken out of context, perhaps, and it makes it look bad, huh?
Well, it's both, actually. A lot of these policies are driven by the political environment. You know, the no-chase policy today, try to imagine 10 years ago that you would propose a policy where the police are not allowed to chase criminals. I mean, it would have been unthinkable. The outcry, people would have said, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Well, the current policy,
when a criminal runs, we want to catch him.
If I may, Alderman, though, the current policy isn't a blanket no-chase policy. There are circumstances where they can. There are circumstances where they cannot. Let me ask you this. You brought up the politics of this. It is a decision by the mayor's office. Do you see yourself running for mayor? This is the week that petitions can be gathered. What's your thinking about running for mayor?
Yeah, well, yes, you're right. This is the week. I actually have two sets of petitions. I have petitions, Alderman Hopkins running for mayor, and I have another set of petitions, Alderman Hopkins running for reelection as an alderman.
You can't do both.
You can't do both. I've already made the decision. I'm only going to put one of the two on the street next week or possibly later this week. We'll see. We're down to decision time. So, I'm having quite a few conversations, and considering both options and, I'll have an announcement either way very soon.
What's going to tip you one way or the other?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough question. I think what I have to do is feel like the solutions that I have to offer, you know, and we talked about just one of them in this conversation, the solutions that I have to offer rise to the level of being citywide policy proposals that could really make a difference, that could change the environment that we're operating in, could start to turn around this fear and this this sense that the city is spiraling out of control, the trend of increasing crime, despite what the mayor is saying, that crime is down. What utter nonsense. Crime is up, especially the type of crimes that people most fear. If I feel like I do have some positive solutions that can be implemented on a citywide basis, I'll put that out there and I'll run for mayor. If not, I'll continue to be part of the conversation as an alderman, you know, protecting the part of the city that I represent and being part of the larger conversation led by our leader. You know, this is also a crisis of leadership. We need leadership at the top in order for us to turn this thing around. And this mayor has not provided it. Hopefully the next mayor will. I can't think of anything more important than that. And whether it's me or someone else, someone has to step up and really address this, because this is unsustainable. The direction this city is going in terms of crime and public safety is simply unsustainable. And people who have the means to move will move out of the city before they'll allow themselves to be subjected to the type of street crime that we're seeing.
Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins, the petitions can be, you can start getting signatures tomorrow, so I'm going to call you Wednesday, Alderman.
Okay,
and,
fair enough.
Good luck to you on your decision.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for joining us.